Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Best Agrolife Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing *10 on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. The statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involves risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Today from the management side, we have with us Mr. Vimal Kumar, Managing Director, Mr. Surendra Sai, Director, and Mr. Vikas Jain, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vimal Kumar for his opening remarks. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the Quarter 1 Financial Year 26 earning call from Best Agrolife Limited. This monsoon, we observed a mixed season with most part of India witnessing normal to above normal rainfall with the expectation of Telangana and Maharashtra. In certain regions, this variability impacted sowing activity. Despite these regular climatic variations, this is a fair year for agriculture. We are pleased to report that our newly launched patented products are performing well in their debut season. This quarter, we have taken multiple steps to strengthen our sales performance from the group home. Given our path to the disciplined approach in sales, we are reducing inventories and improving margins. As per our expectations, we have seen a margin improvement on a lower base of quarter one revenue numbers when compared with year on year, quarter on quarter. We view this as alignment with our strategic decision to implement revised sales policies with the aim to increase profitability, reduce excess placement and reduce inventory level across the value chain and focusing on our patented molecules. We made a deliberate shift from early product placement to focus on more sales during this season. This we believe is a critical step toward building a learner and more sustainable business model. While this has resulted in a dip in Q1 revenues, we see this approach toward positive outcome in terms of lower sales return and lower inventories. In addition to that, this year season is little bit late because of the monsoon delay in various states. Our patented formulations showed down Pitagin, Bestman, along with Hustler, Suflex and Executive under the Sudarshan Farm brand have received positive feedback from the field. Channel partners and farmers have found the products to be excellent. Over 5 lakh acre coverage was achieved by Showdown and Hustler in their very first season, which is again our patented molecule for the soybean herbicide. Farmers are trusting our products and our innovation-based approach. Overall market feedback and sentiment towards the Best and Sudarshan brands is positive. We received 2 new patents in quarter one, both of which are novel insecticide plus fungicide combinations. One patent is for a novel formulation combining nitinperum, pimetrogen, or dinotefuran and isoproflin. This combination offers broad-spectrum pest and disease control across key crops such as paddy, cotton, brinjal, groundnut, soybean. This formulation is designed to target multiple major pests like brown blot, copper, white flies, jessup, and diseases including blast and powdery mildew. This second patent granted this quarter was for a unique combination of fluoxacarod, thiamethoxam, tabuconazole. This combination can provide comprehensive management of white crops, thrips, food borer, and fungal infections like leaf spots and blast. This product will be applicable across a wide spectrum of crops such as chili, soybean, maize, mango, tea, and grapes. This quarter we received new film registration, which we call 9-3 film registration, for Cubex Power Extra, which is three-way formulation containing spiromacin, hexithiazoxin, and abamectin. This product is useful against black thrips and yellow mites. Our product, Krishanku, which is an advanced combination of olfenferrate, pyriproxifen, and acetamiprid, is now approved for crop like chili and cotton. This product targets aphid, black thrips, white flies, and jessup. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about the kharif season and confident in our ability to sustain momentum through a combination of product innovation, margin improvement, and operational efficiency. Now I will hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Vikas Jain, who will take you through the financial highlights. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vimalji, and good afternoon to all the participants. Let me walk you through the key financial and operational performance for Q1 FY26. As mentioned, coming to the first point with respect to the dip in the sales, there were various reasons. So the most important were the shape by our strategic shift in sales policy, which deferred a portion of our order placements closer to the season, along with the details mentioned by Vimalji, wherein there was a considerable delay in season, especially in the south, and also our strategy to place less Ronfen during June and mostly to do it in cash sales closer to the season in the month of July and August. So these were the reasons, and these were even explained in our earlier calls as well, that will result in much lesser sales in June, but also that this will give a good benefit and a good quarter for Q2. So coming to, despite this, the overall reduction in the sales was 27% year on year, from 519 crores in Q1 FY25 to 382 crores this quarter. We were able to maintain profitability and improve margin metrics, a significant validation of our margin-focused execution strategy for this year. Even though we believe that we will have much lesser sales returns this year, we have done provision for sales return on a higher side on a conservative basis. So for this quarter, we have made close to 50 crores plus sales return provision, which is there, even though we believe that this actual sales return will be much, much lesser than this. Despite the year-on-year dip in revenue, the company's profitability improved, driven by a richer product mix and disciplined pricing. Gross margins stood at 111 crores, with the margin percentage improving to 30% from 24% year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter came in at 46 crores compared to 55 crores in the same period last year, with EBITDA margin expanding by 140 basis points to 12%. Profit after tax remained stable at 20 crores, resulting in a PAT margin of 5%, up from 4% in Q1 FY25. On a sequential basis, operating efficiency improved significantly, with the EBITDA margin expanding by 960 basis points and PAT margin improving by 1300 basis points, highlighting a strong turnaround from Q4 FY25. We believe the implementation of our revised sales return policies will yield clear benefits, with a significant reduction in sales return in the upcoming quarters, contributing to improved inventory hygiene and enhanced profitability. Strategic restructuring across regional operations have also led to reduced operating expenses and tighter cost control. Our pivot towards in-season execution continues to prove effective, enabling us to respond more accurately to real-time demand, minimize exposure to excess placements, and enhance working capital efficiency. This has resulted in much lower sales return in this quarter itself. So last year, similar quarter, we had close to 35 to 40 crores return, whereas during this quarter, it was only 13 crores. Looking ahead, we anticipate a revenue pickup in Q2, aligned with seasonal trends and a delayed kharif sowing. We are targeting a conservative annual revenue for FY26-27, which can be in the range of 1600 to 1700 crores, with an annual EBITDA margin expected to exceed 15% plus. We expect our strong margin profile to be supported by the growing contribution of patented high-margin formulations. So for this quarter, our patented portfolio within the brand sales was close to 45% as compared to 29% last year. Accordingly, we foresee continued improvements in the operating leverage as a result of optimized field operations and more efficient marketing spend. These factors collectively position us for sustained growth and profitability in the coming quarters. In closing, Q1 results underscore our ability to deliver profitability and margin expansion. Even in a transitional phase, we are confident that the operational foundation laid this quarter will translate into stronger performance in the coming quarters. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Sai, who will take you through the international business highlights.
Thank you, Mr. Vikas, for the update. We thank you for your efforts to improve margins through financial discipline. We continue to work on developing the international business segment. We have successfully completed three assignments to an African nation with advanced payment terms. And we are expecting repeat business based on our service and quality. We have received interest in registration of patented products in African countries, which is including for Ronfen. And we will be pursuing registration with our customers. Looking ahead, we are looking to register nano urea as well as biofertilizers and biostimulants in Mauritius, which happens to be a gateway to the neighboring African countries. The registration process for our patented products has been initiated in Sri Lanka, while the export registration for nano urea is underway in Australia, where we have an approved label. Customer and field demonstrations are ongoing as we speak. We have ongoing trials of our products in countries like Thailand and Cambodia. Additionally, we are commencing the registration process for our patented formulations in South America, starting with Bolivia and Brazil. Our active ingredients and formulations are also progressing through registration in multiple countries, including Taiwan, Mexico, Thailand, Sri Lanka, as well as other global regions. We have made global filings for patents during this quarter in jurisdictions such as US, EU, UAE, Brazil, Vietnam, Egypt, Indonesia, and others, reinforcing the company's focus on innovation-led international growth. The technical manufacturing unit's strategy is aligned with these global potential markets. With this, I will conclude this short update. We thank you all for your participation and time to attend this quarterly earnings call. We now welcome your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Hemant, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So my first question is related to this sales for this quarter. I understand that we are trying to stabilize our branded sales, but in this space, why aren't we not concentrating on technical sales? to be on par with our business? This point I'm not understanding.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Hemant, for your question. Yeah, definitely your question is relevant when we have a brand. We are changing some, you know, for positive for in the brand business, and we are doing some, big change in the brand business. So because that is mainly because last year and last to last year we have learned, because each four quarter, you know, the first two quarter is very strong, the next two quarter sometime come, you know, because of sale return, because of many things. So definitely we have changed that policy. And now come to your question, like why we are not into the technical sales. Definitely, technicals we have, we are also selling some of technicals, but the main thing, technical doesn't have that much of margins. If you see our total margins is around 29-30% as a gross margin. If we talk about the technical sales, their margin will be very less. So we are now moving towards the profitable organization rather than to keep it only the sale revenues. That is our idea for this year, Mr. Nandu.
Okay.
Thank
and
you.
Sir,
thank you.
We were supplying this Ronfen to other B2C players, right, 5-6 B2C players, and they were selling this product with their brand name. So when will you start supplying other patented products to other B2C players?
Yeah, definitely, because any new product, either we have very great product, if you see in the agrochemical industry, there is any of the company, whatever they bring, either in the MNCs, either in Indian companies or any of the companies, when they bring any molecule, it needs tested trial with the commercial, you know, the commercial use of that product. Then only farmer have confidence, dealer distributor have confidence. So, of course, in last 4-5 years, we have many, many new product which is really, really commercially very good for the farmers as well as for the distributor dealer. A good margin they are having on this, and they have, of course, monopoly because of our patented patented product. So in this way, if you see, to give to any B2C, you know, B2B plan for the, this, generally we call it principal to principal sales, which we are talking. Yes. In that way, we are not in very hurry, because first we have to establish and make it as a big brand in the your farmers and dealer and distributor. Then only we will give to some of the co-partners like big companies. Because many small companies, many mid-sized companies asking us, but we are always aiming, you know, for the MNCs company or like that. That is the only reason.
But this will happen in coming years, sir?
Definitely. Definitely it will come.
No problem. Sir, and most most of the patents, whatever we have today, those were mostly used in chili and cotton, right? So if we see the cotton acreage in Q1, it was down 3% year-on-year. And sentiment for chili is also very, very bad this year, particularly in South India. So how do you see Q3 and Q4 this year?
Definitely, your question is relevant, of course, and you have good knowledge about this agriculture. Happy to answer you. This is quarter one, generally don't have any kind of sales in South India. That, of course, you know, because you are aware about the some right information. Quarter one doesn't have any kind of good sales in the South India. Definitely it will go in Q2 and mainly in Q3. And that we are balancing. And in my commentary also I said we are not doing any kind of dumping. We are not giving any material to any distributor dealer for sale. Just we are selling whatever we are selling. So that is where we have changed. And definitely chili prices have some issues in the market, and cotton acreage has less, but that doesn't make any big difference. The market still has a big scope for both the product cotton and chili.
Is this the main reason, sir, for decrease target of our top line this year or any other reason?
Not at all. Not at all, Mr. Hemant. This is not like that way, because our total market share, if you see as a best ever, or not that big, that will influence us directly. Not at all.
Sir, sales return number, whatever sales return number you told for Q1, can you repeat that, sir? I could not understand in your commentary.
To add in the previous point, although our sales are down by close to 27%, our patented portfolio compared to Q1 25 is higher by 14%. So you can understand the patented portfolio keeps on growing. The other material, the other differentiated or the lead products which we used to place little earlier, those we are doing now in Q2. Otherwise, the patented product has gone up by 14% this quarter compared to previous quarter. And for the sales return, last year we had a sales return of close to 35 to 40 crores in Q1. And this quarter in Q1, we have only 13 crores.
And there is a provision of 15 crores, right?
The provision what we are made is 50 crores.
Okay.
Which we are hoping that will not come, and that provision we have to reverse in this.
Generally, what happens is the auditors have to have averages of whatever has happened in the previous history. Now, since we have changed the policies this year, the history doesn't support to say that, okay, we are going to get lesser. So we have been forced to keep little higher sales provision, but we are confident that our lesser placement and sales closer to season will help us to have much, much lesser sales return.
Okay. Sir, one last question from my side. If you compare your B2C revenues for your distributors with competitors, it seems to be very less on year-on-year basis if we compare to other companies like Danuka and Insecticides. So where do you see this number moving towards maybe in the next 2-3 years?
What was your first sentence? What sales you mentioned?
Actually, whatever sales you are doing per distributor per year, if we compare that with other listed players like the Danuka and Insecticides, they were doing more than 20 lakhs per dealer per distributor per year. If we see our branded revenues, we were doing only 10 to 12 lakhs per distributor per year. So where do you see this revenue going towards maybe in the next 2-3 years?
Yes, Mr. Amin, you have right information. Definitely, this company have a little generic product which is accepted by farmer long back like 40, 50 years. And what we are doing, that is mostly patented molecule, and which is a different kind of product, and is a kind of revolution, I would say, which some Indian company are doing like us. And definitely, I will not say the name, of course, all company have their USP and they are doing well in their area. But if you talk about as a best agro, definitely where our total sales is 10 lakh per distributor, average it is coming. Definitely it will grow too much, because if you talk about total number of customers, we have hundreds of customers which they are doing more than 1 crore sales per distributor. That level we have as of now, but definitely gradually it will grow in the next 2-3 years. Definitely it will grow.
Okay. So there is a lot of commentary about international business also. So where do you see Best Agro maybe next 5 years in terms of revenue?
Thank you for this question. I really appreciate. I'll just give a little background on this. While we see that the Indian internal consumption business is great, we also see that there is a potential that needs to be exploited across the world. And the reason is that there are good products that we are doing, A, in terms of the patented formulation, and B, also to be able to support our patented formulations, what we have been doing is to be able to align the technical manufacturing for these products. And to be able to do that, we have been identifying new processes for off-patent molecules and to be able to create a portfolio of technicals which will be useful for our patented molecules as well as across the world. So for this, as you know, this is a heavily regulated field where multiple registrations are required. Registrations are required for both patented molecules which come under the category of new molecules as well as the technicals which are, these are just off-patented and very new. Some of the technicals that we are working on are right now yet to be registered in large geographies such as EU. So over the next 4 to 5 years, we do feel that there is a great potential for this. In terms of an absolute number, it would be a little premature to be able to make any prediction. But we do hope to see that this will be our strategy, and it will contribute to a percentage of our revenue in the next 4 to 5 years. We are very hopeful on that, and we are taking all the relevant and reasonable steps to be able to meet this particular goal and achieve it.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Nishant Bhatt from EquityWorks Limited. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. First of all, I want to congratulate the management on the improvement in, you know, margins. And if I understand right, sir, we have actually recalibrated our business model from a push to, you know, pull model. And that's why we have been, you know, there has been a decrease in revenue, right? Because of the focus on patented, it takes a little bit of time to have a ramp up. And I just wanted to ask this question that in the coming next quarter, I think even in that quarter, we should see a little bit of reduced revenue compared to previous year because of this recalibration which we have done in the business. Is my understanding right, sir?
Yes, Mr. Shant. In fact, yes, your question is relevant. When you see there is a Q1 decreasing sales, so you can say the another year, another quarter, how it will be. But in our understanding, what we understand from the market, that we learn like how we change. Because earlier, any company, if you talk about best ever of any company, generally we do placement in quarter one. Directly, if we talk about insecticide and fungicide, there is no direct sale in Q1 in entire India. Only except some vegetable belts. If you talk about, there is no direct consumption at the farmer end in Q1. But if you talk about all fungicide, insecticide, and of course some of the herbicide, like I told you, shutdown, that also liquidated directly on the July only. Again, it will be the quarter two. So if we delay and we are not placing that material in quarter one, in my understanding, it doesn't make that much of difference, and that sale has to come in the quarter two, which is not coming in quarter one. That is my understanding.
No, I understood, sir. Because see, this was a management's decision, right? Because if the first model we were kind of, you know, pushing sales, and now we are going into, you know, improving the quality of earnings. That's why we have been focusing on, you know, patented products and everything. And I think the rewards of what we are doing should be actually visible in FY27 onwards. If I think that's where the business is going, this particular year should be a little bit muted compared to the previous year because of the change in the model. Even the quarter on quarter, there might be some improvement, but the actual growth will start coming onwards of FY27. Is that understanding right, sir?
So just to, for this year, what will happen is, one is there will be a recalibration of our top line over the quarters. For example, as we just mentioned, Q1 was heavy because of placements which we are not doing. So there will be recalibration because in Q3 and Q4, there used to be huge sales returns, which used to reduce our sales drastically. So you might see different numbers coming. So it might be possible that Q2, we might be similar or little lesser than previous Q2, but still for full year, even though we will not have the growth, but what we will have is a drastic increase in our gross margins and a huge improvement in our profitability. So the impact of starting this year itself, because once we have much lesser sales return, it will give an immediate impact on the cash flows as well by way of lesser inventory, where we can manage our inventory as well. Otherwise, to push much heavy inventory, we had to bring a lot of inventory earlier and then wait for the season to happen. But now we are buying just closer, not even buying, but selling closer to the season. So the sales return also are expected to be lesser. So there will be a huge improvement in the gross margin and the profitability, This is what will happen. And with respect to top line, there will be recalibration of the top line throughout the quarters.
Okay, okay. So basically, the thing is like, in Q3, usually there was the seasonality. Q3 usually is a little bit subdued. But going forward, that will change, if I'm getting it right. And plus, there will be improvement in, gross margins. But even on a distinct basis, revenue basis, going forward, there shouldn't be significant dip in Q3.
Yes, sir. Yeah, please.
Yes, sir. Continue. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Absolutely. You are watching us very clearly, and I thank you for that. And this is really what your observation is. I would say it will be really, really. I would say you are saying correct, because in other sense, if you see, generally what we sold in quarter one, we got some. Sell it in the quarter two. What we sold in quarter one and quarter two, our quarter three, you can see the last year was badly impacted because of this, all the reasons. So this year, we are just keeping it for the, again and again, our CFO sir mentioned that inventory management and our cycle, of the payment cycle, the debtor side, that we are improving, and for that, somehow for one quarter, we have to do that. But according to the seasonality and the demand of our product, that has increased a lot, and that will impact, you can see, in quarter two, quarter three, and of course in quarter four also. So we are balancing this year rather than two quarters very good and two quarters bad. So definitely this year will be better for the company, that I think can say.
Okay, okay. Now that clears a lot of questions. Another point I wanted to ask is, you have received an award also this year in that chemical synthesis, right? Congratulations on that front, because your focus on R&D is improving. Currently, how many scientists do we have in our R&D team?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for mentioning. And as of now, if you talk about scientists, there is two kind of scientists. Like, one, we talk about the synthesis and the technical, or maybe backward integration, when we talk about N-1 and N-2. So that, in that area, we have around 45 number, which are the really highly qualified, and most of are the PhD. If you talk about that level of, and if you talk about the formulation where we do patented molecule, there are another more than 26 people which are working for the formulation R&D. There is two different kind of R&D.
Got it. Thank you. That's from my side.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead. Mr. Saket, your line is...
Namaskar, sir. Yeah, you can hear me now?
Namaskar,
sir. Sir, dhanyawad ye avsar ke liye, sir. So, my first question is for Mr. Jain. When you are referring to the number of turnover at 1600 to 1700, what are you factoring in terms of the actual money sales returns for the year? How do we come to this number?
See, last year, the one is we are expecting that our new products, which has already shown that there is a good acceptance. So for our other products, which are differential or generic products, where our sales would be little lesser. Why? Because we are not pushing too much of those products. So we believe our patented product portfolio will go up. The other portfolio, because we are expecting our sales team not to push too much and not to take sales return, they might be a little hesitant in placing full-fledged, but there will be little lesser sales. So we believe even though our patented portfolio will go up, the other generic portfolio will go down a little bit. So we might be similar revenue or a little lesser. That's why we are giving a guidance of 1,500 to 1,700 crores. And for sales return, since last 2 years, we have been facing this issue of anywhere between 20 to 24% of sales return.
So this year our target is not to have more than 10 to 12%. So we want to just about half our sales return from previous years. And that is why the huge change in policy is what we have done this year to correct the issues from last year.
Okay, so 10% of it, that means we are closer to, say, 1,700-1,800 crore, that is factoring in 10% comes down to 1,600. That could be a fair assumption that you are factoring in?
1,700 crore is after reduction of all those taking considering the sales returns.
Okay.
So previous year we had 1,800 crores, which was after reducing all those 20% plus sales returns. So this year we are saying, when I say 1,700, it is after reducing the 10% sales returns. But this will be much better because we have much better control over the inventory and the profitability.
Okay. Jain Saab, you mentioned EBITDA margin of 15%. Whereas for the first quarter, we are at 12%. So, do you think that overall on the remaining 9 months, our margins will improve higher than 15 so that the average comes out at 15? Is that understanding correct?
Yeah. So, for example, as we said, Ronfen, we didn't place much. So, in Ronfen and other patented products, where our potential is much higher, we were conservative in placing this in June. That means we're not placing much in June. So now all these sales will happen this quarter. So this quarter we'll see a huge jump in the gross margin as well as EBITDA, much higher than 17-18%. So this will take care of the 15% plus for the year.
Okay. Which product you mentioned, sir? I missed the name.
Ronfen.
So please speak closer to the mic, sir. Hello?
Ronfen.
Okay. Oh, okay, sir. And so you are alluding to the fact that with the product name which you mentioned and the higher sales will contribute to higher gross margin and that will result in better profitability, what we are ensuring for this current quarter. That is what the understanding should be.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And moreover, I would say, if you talk about our quarter portfolio, according to the herbicide, insecticide, and fungicide, the major product, which is end-use for the farmer, that will come into Q2 and Q3. The major, our profitable product, and our patented one, which is the liquidation and the real sale, will come into the quarter 2 and quarter 3.
Okay. तो सर जिस प्रकार से आप मैप कर रहे हैं अपने बिजनेस स्ट्रेटजी को उस अनुसार ही सर पहला महीना उसी प्रकार गया है कि अभी भी चीजें कंट्रोल में नहीं दिख रही हैं फॉर द मंथ ऑफ जुलाई जो स्ट्रेटजी आप अभी बता रहे हैं उसी अनुसार हम सेल्स कर पाए हैं दैट अंडरस्टैंडिंग यू कैन शेयर नाउ
डेफिनेटली व्हाट यू आर थिंकिंग दैट इज इन दैट सेम लाइन एंड जुलाई वी हैव गॉट गुड रिस्पांस. And in August and September, also we are getting the good signals from the market, especially from the brand.
Just to come to the point, sir, that when we are, I think so, it is the sales return component only that is differentiating our numbers to the other companies. Is that understanding also correct? Because when we see, whether firstly correct me, whether our earnings are comparable to people like India Pesticides and not, they also came up with their number yesterday. And the numbers were starkly different for both the entities. So are we these comparable with the entity firstly? Then I can put forward my next question.
Yeah, so we are comparable. And to your previous, what I understand your question is to, that even though sales return was a problem which was affecting our inventory and profitability, so that correction we are doing. But when you compare on the product-wise, the potential of our products is much higher. It's only that we have been coming to the market with these patented products since last 2-3 years. So other players are there since 30-40 years. So they might be, and we have pushed our brand in the last 2-3 years and the huge marketing spend. So with respect to our numbers, yes, we have great potential. But here, our OPEX also was higher since last 2 years because we had to spend a lot in the marketing. So this year, not only sales return, we are taking care of our operating expenses as well. We are more considerate and trying to manage our
OPEX much lesser than previous year, and you will see a stark reduction as well in our OPEX as well.
So can you dwell more on this OPEX part, sir? I think so for this quarter, we have seen the finance cost, I think so, going down. The other expenses are also down with the down in turnover. And because there is also always an impact of Forex translation in our numbers. So if you could just allude, where do we stand there? And also in your opening remark, kindly cover the point of Forex. I think so pura hamara ECB par, foreign currency par hi pura loan hai. So uska impact har quarter mein hi rahega.
So we don't have a foreign currency loan.
Achha, sir.
So
correct. Okay, I understand.
So we do import from China, and then the payments happen during the due dates, and there might be sometimes foreign gain or sometimes forex loss based on the situation. So other than that, for OPEX, we already gave a clear guidance to say that our last year spends on the marketing was little on the higher side, because we were coming up with a lot of new products, especially patented products. So this year, from this quarter itself, you saw that there's a reduction of close to 8 to 9 crores reduction in our OPEX. So we believe for full year, our OPEX will be lesser by anywhere between 30 to 40 crores compared to last year.
Oh, 30 to 40 crores. What was the last year number, sir? And which line item we will take reference for?
All OPEX, including depreciation interest put together, was close to 420 crores.
Hmm.
But this year, we should be anywhere in the range of 380.
Okay. And can you give the number for the debt number, the inventory number? And one more point, sir, you mentioned about EBITDA margin at 15%. What should be the trajectory for the PAT margin? How should we look at the PAT shaping up, since that is also the number which investing community keenly looks into?
So mostly, more or less, if you see our EBITDA margin being 15% plus, our depreciation and interest is more or less fixed at around 100 crores per annum. So accordingly, we can calculate the what would be our PAT margins. So this will be our number.
And the debt number and inventory you can share, sir?
Yeah, so interest and our depreciation is close to 100 crores.
Hmm.
So that will be
right, sir.
In 8 to 9% of PBT percent. Hmm. And our income tax is on a range of around 22%.
So I was looking for the absolute net debt numbers in rupee terms, and also the value of inventory which we are carrying as on 30th June.
So last year was the inventory was pretty higher, because 23-24 was a bad seasonal condition, so we had to carry higher inventory. So this year across all the quarters, you see a drastic reduction in our inventory compared to 24-25. So already we saw in March itself, in March 24, we had an inventory of around 950 crores. And in March 25, we had around 750 crores. So since our season is beginning, we had around 800 crores as of June. But those, most of the inventory will get liquidated during this quarter itself.
Okay. And my next question is for Mr. Sai. In terms of the strategy outlined for, especially for the patented part, and looking into the new geography, and the overhaul change to improve the profitability, where are we, sir, at today's juncture, and what are the remaining steps, things that are there that will start to flow into the numbers and the profitability going ahead?
Yes, thank you for the question. This is a forward-looking question, and this is something that will be done in the coming year. And these are the actions that we have been taking towards in this particular direction. What we recognize is that there is a significant global market for off-patent molecules, especially in the fungicides and the herbicide segment. The insecticide segment is quite strong in India. The initial patented products that we have been able to get some success are having based on the India consumption. We see there is a significant interest on patented insecticide, fungicide combinations in the global market. But the caution I would like to mention is that the time for registration of this is a little bit longer than our normal registration process. And this is the reason for this is the fact that these are new molecules and new formulations. So they take a longer duration and longer time of field trial. The markets I had already previously mentioned, where customers have shown interest in patented formulation registration, these continue to be Sri Lanka, Vietnam. There are ongoing ones which are going around in Thailand. There are ongoing registration processes in places like Australia. We are focusing on the new, the Brazilian market is something that, no agrochemical company can avoid focusing on. So we are focusing on that and we have started work on that particular geography. This is as far as the patented formulations is concerned. There is the second part of the whole story as far as the international market is concerned. And that is related to technical. I will come back to the initial statement that the fungicides and herbicides in the international market are technical for this. There is a good demand for high value, low volume technicals. And this is an area which requires significant amount of an R&D in terms of processes and also in terms of being fully backward integrated. And that is where the technical plant is completely focusing itself on to be able to be produce these technicals at off-patent at the time that these become off-patent and to be able to have good partners and customers to be able to take this to the global markets. So we see good exciting times in the coming years to come. We have been taking small steps in both the registration process as well as in the terms of doing some patents in terms of both synthesis as well as being able to identify new processes. So I hope I was able to answer your question.
Sir, I will try to get the things written down because you have spoken a lot and let me reconcile the same. Sir, two small questions for Jayant Saab also. Firstly, on the CAPEX part, how much are we spending for this year on CAPEX? And the new facility, I think so some CAPEX which we have done earlier years, when are the new facilities getting commissioned? And third question is, sir, this 50 crore that sales return provision which we have taken, by which quarter we will be getting the actual sales done and the reversal happening? Will it be in the second quarter itself or if you could just give us some understanding on the same?
So on the CAPEX part, we should be starting any time. So it's a project of 90 crores wherein funded by a financer by 60 crores. So that will start any time now. For the other sales return related part, this 50 crores, since there is a little delay in the season, what we are expecting, it should be by September or October, we should have an idea about this sales return, actual sales returns.
Okay, sir. And the CAPEX, I missed your comment, sir. 90 crore will get what kind of asset turnover ratio for this year, sir? And whether it is for backward integration or whether if you could just give some more color on this, sir.
So this is an additional plant in our existing facility itself in Gajrola. Here, it will take close to 1 year for us to get this completed. So the benefit of it, which will only come in 26-27.
Okay. Right, sir. Sir, I will join the queue, sir, and both Sai sir, Vikas ji and Bimal ji, we investors, all investors look for modeling pattern wherein the predictability with variations is what a market is all about. And that is what gets factored into the earning. So it would be very grateful if the steps which you people have outlined will give us an industry comparable predictable number and not haywire as has been the case earlier. Sorry for the my words, but this is what is not allowing investors to model out how will Best Agro's earning trajectory would be if you take the comparison with other listed companies and the type of valuation that today we are commanding. So would request all three of you and the other team to take those steps wherein the predictability model starts to play out in the mind of the investors and hence giving us the respect in terms of the enterprise value, which is absent today. I hope, sir, I have tried to convey what my thought process is and hope it makes you deliberate on the same and hope it makes some sense also. And
exactly, this is our endeavor for this year. That's why you see all the changes, whatever we have made, because we want to have a predictable result wherein the investors will be confident and accordingly the valuation also will follow.
Okay, sir. And hope, sir, that next quarter also, when September results are there, we do not remain at the fag end part because at that time we will be also coming up with our balance sheet and cash flows. So last year, I think so, because of some issues or some internal meetings, we had late results declaration. Hope that we...
The line for the current participant is blocked. The next question is from the line of Sanjay, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Sanjay.
Yes, sir.
First of all, congratulations to your team for a good operational performance, though the top line was, less compared to last year. But really the margins have improved. So good work, and we are hoping that this will really help in future quarters, preferably mostly in Q2, to get better margins. So my question is about, you mentioned that there is some deferred placements happen in Q1. So what exactly is that and how is that going to impact in Q2? And on the Q2 side, are we saying that the margins are really going to be better than Q2 of last year?
Yeah, so with respect to deferred placement, what we meant was that till previous years, for example, as Vimalji mentioned, the sales of insecticides and fungicides, the consumption, the liquidation actually at the farmer level happens in the month of August and later on. But we used to place all those material in June itself in previous years. So now we are going to do all this closer to the season. So if it is August, then we'll place in July. If it is September, we'll place in August. So this is the placement is what we meant by deferred placement. With respect to margins, as we mentioned that even though our sales mix is going to improve because for Q1 itself, as I mentioned, our patented portfolio, even though my sales has gone down by 25%, my patent portfolio has gone up by 14%. That means I'm improving my sales in the patent products, and that's why you see the improvement in the margin itself in this quarter from 24% to 30%. And also, since we are doing a lot on the OPEX part, the operational expenses, you'll see a drastic improvement in the profitability for full year.
Thank you. We used to get a lot of press releases about new product releases or any patent granted, but in last quarter there was not a single press release, so like we have launched multiple products and even we got a patent. So is there any strategy or has changed to not have more like a press releases or anything has changed there?
So we continue to put all those press releases in the market whenever we get the patents. For example, for our three products which we had launched, so we had done enough not only the press release but also in the field itself doing all the trials and all, because trials and all that will actually bring us more revenue. So we had done all those efforts and we already see good response to our product, especially Short Down, which is a herbicide which was a little missing in our portfolio which we added. And the response was pretty great, and we see good sales of Short Down this year itself.
So No, sure. I mean, the sales is happening. I'm just talking about the informing to exchange or doing a press release. We've shut down and there are multiple 2-3 products launched in Q1 or even some products are going to get launched in Q2 and some patents received. So there was no press release, I think. I have not seen any press release into the exchanges. So is it any strategy? Oh, okay, okay. And the last question is about, as now things are really improving, margin, I mean, the operational performance is improving. So are there any going to be efforts to get more like an investor, institutional investors on the board or having more connect with institutional investors or HNIs to get more on this with the company?
See, we generally continue to have our investor engagement. So what we do is after the end of quarter and after our earnings call, we generally do a visit in Mumbai, and that is also informed to the exchanges. So two days we are in Mumbai and meeting all the investors. But as almost you can understand from almost all the investors that they are waiting for us to do all the changes, to do improvements. So possibly people are on the sidelines and we are hopeful that investors will show confidence this year. But we continue to engage with them. So this, after few, we can see within next 2 weeks also, we will see that we'll be coming to Mumbai and we generally meet a lot of investors on every quarter basis.
That's great. And just last question about, are we planning to launch any new products in Q2 and Q3?
Yes, I'll answer that. Thank you. This is quarter two, definitely. We are launching our best men. In fact, we have launched, but sales will start in the quarter two only for our best men product. That is our patented molecule.
Also, I mentioned
there is one more product that we will going to launch in quarter three.
That's really great. Wishing you all the best for the remaining of the year. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to interest of time, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sai for closing comments.
We thank our partners, customers, and investors for their continued support. In an uncertain geopolitical environment, we feel that our current focus on internal consumption as well as backward integration will help us be able to be immune to these changes. And all of us are seeing how the tariff changes are going around between India, US, China, etc. We will continue our path of financial discipline. We will be continuing to take short-term actions, as well as we will continue to focus on a medium and a long-term strategy. With this, I will conclude. Thank you all, and thank you for the time.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Best AgroLife Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.